This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I hope you guys had a good couple days because we're coming up on the holiday chaos. And I shouldn't say that with a negative tone, but the holidays are just always hectic for me. I love the holiday. Trust me, I love Christmas time. I love the end of fall, early winter. I could just have that all year round. It's been a little hectic. So we went out of town this last weekend, before the holidays. Traffic, of course, was horrible. Not sure why, but it was a nice trip. It was my father-in-law's new wife's daughter's birthday. And it was fantastic. I love the family. They are fantastic. They're amazing. But it was kind of a bittersweet sort of weekend. You guys know that I had a biopsy a few days ago or last week trying to rule out melanoma. I haven't gotten the results yet. So I kind of need something to get my mind off it. So other people would say, you know what, I am not in the mood to party. I just need to know. I can't think about it right now because I don't know if I have cancer. For me, I'm like, you know what, let me just get my mind off of it. You know, if I have melanoma, we'll have to knock it out of the ballpark. And thank you guys for your prayers on Facebook. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you guys. But while we're waiting for those results, and I tell you what it is. It's my right arm, and my husband and I do a lot of highway driving. And so that arm is always, by the window. That arm is always dealing with the sun. So even if I cover it up or the sun always hits me on that side. And so not that I want to trade places because I don't want then my husband's, men usually get their cancer on the left. Women get it on the right because a lot of women drive the passenger side. You'd think, in the year 2018, 2019, women would be like telling their husbands, oh, to hell with this, I'm driving. I love to drive. I really should tell him to sit in the back seat, let me drive. I love to drive. I can't stand sitting in the passenger side. I mean, I can play Candy Crush. But that's what I want to talk about. Okay, so you guys know my father liked to gamble. And his favorite game was craps. And me, being the age that I am now, still never really understood craps. I never understood why he loved it so much. Craps, to me, is one of the most intimidating games. And the reason why I bring this up is, at our my new sister's birthday party, she did casino night, which is really, really cool. I've done that in Vegas, where you have these tables where you could use fake chips and winners get, prizes and things like that. But it's a great way for you to practice your gambling without using real money. So for those of you guys that don't know how to play roulette, and boy, do some of you guys do... You have no clue how to play roulette. You'll, put one little baby chip on one number, going, oh, please, 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 call that number. Doesn't happen that well. It happens for the beginner. Doesn't work that way. You got to play certain ways and certain... You got to do certain things on your roulette table, but that's okay. Although this table kept hitting the double zeros, and that bothered me. That I didn't like the table. But craps is supposed to be the game for any casino enthusiast or any gambler to give you the best odds. And the reason why is you have the pass and you have the don't pass. You have the come, you have the don't come. You can choose numbers on the field or you can choose straight numbers. So no matter what, there should be a way for you to win and still the house has an advantage. So I'm playing, right, and I'm rolling, and I'm winning. I guess how it works is you roll the dice. At first, you want to get a 7 or 11. That's the other thing, too. The casino confuses the hell out of you. So first, you roll the dice. You want to get a 7 or 11. I think if you get like a 2, 3, or a 12, you automatically lose. But you try to get a 7 or 11 on the first roll. If you do, you make money. That's on the pass. Then, let's say you hit a 5 or a 6 or an 8. That is the number that now dictates that game. So if you ever roll another 5 or a 6 or an 8, whatever number you hit, everybody makes money. If the number, let's say, is a 5, that has the on little disc, right? And you're like, okay, let's say you roll the dice and you get an 8. You have opportunity to throw money on the 8. You have to throw money on the 6. You have opportunity to throw money on certain numbers. Never play the field. I'm telling you right now, the field is the biggest loser because it's only a one-time bet, whereas with the other bets, they could sit there for a while. And then there's certain odds where you put money behind the pass line, so if the 5 does hit, then you get 2-1 or extra odds. And I noticed that on a good roll, and I had a really good roll, a real hot roll, it kept hitting something. So people were making money. People were tipping me fake money. I was getting tipped fake money. That's how good my roll was. But then, you start to notice that you're making friends. It's really interesting. You make friends at a craps table. You have a good hot roll. They love you. They're singing your praises. I could have run for president and won with all the fans I had at this craps table. I mean, that is how much they loved me. Until I rolled a 7. Now, if you roll a 7 after the whole game is going, then everybody loses. Everything gets wiped out. And all of a sudden, nobody was my friend anymore. I even videotaped it. I had it on my Facebook page where I had to tell everybody, sorry, I suck. And, you know, I mean, this is fake money. And people are like, oh, man, oh. And then all of a sudden, nope. And I found the analogy, or I found the similarity between real life and craps very, very similar. One is, I still don't understand why my dad liked it. I get, you know, you get a hot roll, you can easily make thousands of dollars in one roll. I get that. It's exciting, wonderful. But what I don't like is how in real life, that's just it. If you're on your game, if you're a winner, if you're successful, everybody loves you. But when you can't really help other people and you can't, you know, people can't benefit off your success, it is lonely. So my recommendation to you all is don't play craps, not because you'll lose money, but because you'll lose friends. Oh, come on, that was good. That was good. Did you see how I did? Oh, you know what, the heck. All right, fine. We'll cover some news when we get back. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I hate when I see these lawsuits. Florida is suing Walgreens and CVS over their opioid sales. These are the two largest drugstore chains. And the state is alleging that they added to the state and national opioid crisis by overselling painkillers and not taking precautions to stop the illegal sales. Now, CVS spokesman Mike DeAngelis called the lawsuit, quote, without merit. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced late Friday that she has added the three companies to a state court lawsuit filed last spring against Purdue Pharma. Purdue makes OxyContin and several other opioid distributors. Bondi said in a press release that CVS and Walgreens played a role in creating the opioid crisis. They played a role. I'll give them that there's a role. problem is once you define a role, the lawyers can really go after you. Same thing with doctors. It's only a matter of time. The doctors and nurses and receptionists and, I mean, everybody could claim they played a role. Well, you let that patient make an office visit. And they made an office visit, and they got fentanyl. So you played a role. We got to be really, really careful with that terminology. She said the companies failed to stop, quote, suspicious orders of opioids. This is Attorney General Pam Bondi. And dispense unreasonable quantities of opioids from their pharmacies. Now, on average, 45 people die nationally each day because of opioid overdoses, according to the CDC. So, Bondi says, we will continue to pursue those companies that played a role in creating the opioid crisis. Now, that's a big accusation that pharmacists created the opioid crisis. That's a huge, huge allegation. I understand played a role, but you can now sue everybody and their mother. Bondi, who has been mentioned as a possible replacement by President Donald Trump for recently ousted U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Thousands of Floridians have suffered as a result of the actions of the defendants. Now, CBS spokesman Mike DeAngelis called the lawsuit without merit in a statement Saturday. He said the company trains its pharmacists and their assistants about the responsibilities when dispensing controlled substances and gives them the tools to detect potentially illegal sales. And again, I know you guys are expecting me to take the side of the pharmacy, and I am. And I'll tell you why. But let me just kind of finish with this report coming out of CNBC, and then we will hash this out or rip it to pieces if I can. They say over the past several years, CVS has taken numerous actions to strengthen our existing safeguards to help address the nation's opioid epidemic. Once you start targeting the pharmacies, what does that mean for you or I who need to get a prescription? We'll discuss it. Now, Walgreens does not comment on pending lawsuits. Apparently, Florida has been known as having many pain mills. Drug dealers from throughout the country would send associates to storefront clinics where unscrupulous doctors would write opioid prescriptions for bogus injuries and illnesses. At one point, 90 of the nation's top 100 opioid prescribers were Florida doctors. After receiving the prescriptions, the phony patients would buy the pills from Florida pharmacies. State law says pharmacists must refuse to fill prescriptions they suspect are not for a valid purpose. Most of the opioids would then be taken out of state to be resold illegally at huge markups, creating a drug crisis in many communities throughout the eastern United States. Okay, if there are those scams going on, yes, that's an issue. But if Walgreens and CVS is filling a prescription that they are, I guess, kind of mandated to do, when a doctor or a medical provider writes it, can you really claim that now what they're doing is purposely being a part of the scam? They say, according to the lawsuit, Walgreens has dispensed billions of opioid dosages from its Florida pharmacy since 2006. It's an Illinois-based chain. It's the nation's largest drugstore chain, has more than 13,200 stores globally. So they've dispensed billions of opioid dosages. So if they have, let's say, thousands of pharmacies in Florida alone. Since 2006, we're talking 12 years. Yeah, I can see how the numbers go into the billions. The company distributed 2.2 million opioid tablets from its store in Hudson, a Tampa area town of 12,000, and in one unidentified town of 3,000. They sold 285,000 pills a month, the lawsuit said. In some stores, its opioid sales jumped sixfold in 2 years. Now, they say the company paid $80 million 5 years ago to resolve a federal investigation that centered on inadequate record-keeping of its Florida opioid sales. Now, that's Walgreens. With CVS, it's more general. They said it sold 700 million opioid dosages between 2006 and 2014, including outsized sales in Hudson and other nearby towns. Now, CVS is Rhode Island-based, and they have more than 9,800 stores. So, what does that mean for you or I? As these pharmacies get targeted, it is going to be a lot harder for you to get your medications. And I don't like seeing lawyers or attorney generals go after the low-lying fruit like that. I get how there could be some pharmacies and maybe some pharmacists that, you know, maybe were a part of a scam. I could see how that could happen. Not with those companies, but all right, I see that. There's always a bad apple. But that's almost like suing all doctors because one doctor did stupid. Now, a lot of doctors aren't getting sued yet. It's going to come wherever there's money, right? Because it's easier to sue a pharmacy. See, now's the time to get public support. I don't care whether she's Republican, Democrat, or whatever. I don't care. There's a lot of public support for being anti-opioid. And you have a big, juicy company that looks like a mean, rich company that can give a payout, and that money could go to treat the opioid crisis. Is that, though, really fair? If I have a patient in pain, and I write 30 tablets, I'm expecting the pharmacy to fill it. But if the pharmacy is like, oh, I don't want to get sued. No, take it somewhere else. How does that help you? How does that help me? Now, what we may have to do is if pharmacies keep getting beaten up, maybe what we have to do is just dispense the medications out of the doctor's office. Personally, I wouldn't want to do that because the doctor's office gets hit. Many doctor's offices purposely don't have narcotics or controlled substances because they get robbed. And I think a lot of people now know, you know what, don't go there. It would be at a pharmacy. Pharmacies, have more security. They have more money to be able to protect things. But whenever I see a pharmacy chain get sued, now too, because they filled prescriptions that people handed in, they did their job. See, they didn't go out above and beyond and go, you know what, we're going to dabble in some other industry. The whole job of these pharmacies is to dispense a medication based on a prescription. And if a prescription came from a doctor that has a valid DEA and controlled substance license, they did their job. Would they be sued if they didn't fill a prescription? Yes, absolutely. If you needed a pain medication, you went to the pharmacy, they refused to give it to you, you are in a lot of pain, you end up going home and killing somebody. Yeah. Somebody could technically make a case that, well, it's a pharmacist's fault. So what's a pharmacy supposed to do? You can't put a person in a position where they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. You cannot do that. And if you don't want the pharmacy filling the pain medications, then, I mean, don't sue them for doing their job. Now, I get, if they had a rogue employee that did something stupid, they're responsible. But I don't think they're suing for a rogue employee. I think they are counting up the number of pills. And if I was a pharmacist, and there's a pain management clinic, and the pain management clinic is treating somebody with chronic pain because he's a veteran or he has spinal stenosis or neuropathy, I'm going to fill that prescription because that is my job. That's why I got licensed. You're not supposed to pick and choose and go, well, you know what, you're a girl, so I trust you, you're a guy. Then they get in trouble for discrimination. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, we'll be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News.
Chris Watts, a Colorado man who pleaded guilty to killing his wife and two daughters, was sentenced to life in prison. Watts was sentenced nearly 2 weeks after pleading guilty to avoid the death penalty. Judge Marcelo Kopkow had a message for Watts.
I've been a judicial officer now for starting my 17th year, and I could objectively say that this is perhaps the most inhumane and vicious crime that I have handled out of the thousands of cases that I have seen.
Three Democratic senators have filed a complaint in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia on Monday, claiming President Trump violated the Constitution by choosing Attorney General Matthew Whitaker. Today, President Trump and the First Lady participated in the White House Christmas tree delivery. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Tom from Baltimore. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, it's been a long time since I've spoken with you.
It has been. Happy holidays.
Oh, happy holidays to you as well. And let me first say, again, I think I was meant to listen to your show today. It's actually been months. For your listening audience, I never miss your show because I download it. When my health doesn't allow me to listen to you when you're live, I put the show, and then I have it to listen to later and give to my family. But relative to the test results you're waiting for, you're going to be fine. Old guys like me on our way out who love to listen to you and really thrive on the knowledge you give out every day. You know, I'm praying that the good Lord will put whatever health issues you have on me. I'm on my way out anyway.
No. Please, transfer it back to me. We need more guys like you, Tom.
I got it. Baby girl, I got it. You're going to be fine. You're going to be absolutely fine.
Thank you.
Relative to Miss Pam, certainly, certainly. I love your show, and, for folks who are just listening to you and are new, let me tell you, you're a wealth of knowledge. And folks who are homebound and dealing with illness, your show, there's nothing like it out there. You're funny. You're enjoyable to listen to. You brighten people's day. And at the end of your show, we learn a lot. We laugh. And you're a godsend. You really are.
I appreciate that. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. You deserve all that and more. Relative to our wonderful protector in Florida, Miss Pam Bondi, Miss Protector of the People. We real cops, those of us who are active and retired like myself.
And bless you for that. Bless you, man. Yeah.
It was an honor to serve. We hate folks like her. If you ever listen to prosecutors, Jeff Sessions even, at any level, they love to say they're the top cops, they're the police, they're not real cops. To say they are, they talk a lot in courtrooms. They never do the real dangerous work, and they never really are able to consider real-life issues from real-life perspectives, like those of us who served in the military, in the fire departments, police departments, ambulance corps, and maybe have been hurt on the job, like myself and many veterans that I know, because if they actually knew what real life was all about, they would not ever think about making law based upon what some people do relative to abusing anything in society. What they're doing by her actions and by actions by most of our elected officials is doing law, and I say this with my tongue firmly planted in my cheek, the way it should be done. Anytime people who break the law abuse the law, we punish everybody, right? Isn't that the way to do it? Of course it's not. Don't you dare, Miss Bondi, infringe upon any law-abiding citizen's rights and freedoms because what lawbreakers do. That's exactly what you should not do. That's why you're not a real cop. That's why you're not even a compassionate, true prosecutor. You're a fraud, and she's doing it for political gain. This is all propaganda. I've spoken to you before, Doctor, about how the numbers are not even true. I'm not going to take up too much of your time, but let me leave you with this. I don't want anyone to take my word for the fact that the opioid crisis is a big lie. People die literally by a million more every year in car accidents.
Right.
And this is no disparaging upon your profession, but hospitals kill four times more people every year by mistakes than opioids do. Drowning, snake bites, mosquito bites, I could go on and on. They trump by millions, literally, the opioid alleged deaths. And here's why I don't want anyone to take my word for it. Simply go to your dumb government's own websites. Look at what the White House puts out as the annual deaths by opioids. Then look at the National Drug Threat Assessment Report that the unconstitutional DEA puts out every single year. And then look at what the CDC says. None of their numbers ever match. If you really want to put the lie to the government, take a close look at the yearly reports put out by the DEA. You can get them for free. You're paying for these reports anyway. It's a National Drug Threat Assessment put out by your tax dollars. Get 3 years back. Go 2015, 2016, 2017. Look at how they define what an opioid is. What they don't want you to discover is that each year the definition changes. Some years it's one thing, but it's never just opioids. You can fall off a roof and you've got 5 milligrams of oxycodone and 500 milligrams of acetaminophen in your system, and you maybe have some other drugs as well that don't have an additive effect but a synergistic effect. Guess what? You're counted as an opioid death. I know from personal experience how police departments massage numbers. Take, for instance, a police department that wants to lower its city's homicide rate. I know this. It's been done in Baltimore. They were caught. They'll take a mass shooting of, say, 4 people, and they'll call it a homicide incident. You do that a dozen times, by the end of the year, you've reduced your homicide number substantially. That's what the DEA is doing. I encourage everybody to look at this crisis. And in the meantime, don't join your fire department. Don't join your ambulance corps. Don't join your military or your police department, because guess what? When you get hurt, you'll be like me, folks I know who are veterans who cannot get proper pain management, and
yes,
you will be screwed. And by the way, I encourage people to start suing your health care providers, not Dr. Dahlia. She's a good girl. Sue people who are taking oaths to give you proper medical care. I can name so many people who simply been dropped by doctors who are scared. I don't
right.
blame the doctors. I blame the government. But folks,
yes,
if you want to have proper medical care, you've got to start suing and speaking up on your behalf, because they don't care about you. They only care about the money. And lastly, doctor, the patent on the opioids that were making the most money, OxyContin, it uh-huh. ran out in 2007, I believe. They got an extension for the patent for 10 years, and the patent years, by the way, are where they make all of their money.
Right,
guess
right.
what year it is now? And guess when the opioid crisis really hit home and our government started spending billions of dollars to fight this lie? It was right when the drug company couldn't make any more money. The government had no big boy to fight them on the lie. Guess what? They're going to do you, the people, who cannot fight back. And that's why we're a bunch of sheep when it comes to issues like this. And we
yes.
must see our elected officials for what they are. They're abusers and users of us who they should be serving.
Yes, man, Tom, thank you for, that's, I wish I had more time to talk to you, but, you brought up a lot of good points. You know, are some of these opioid deaths because there was an opioid in the system when somebody died? Did that necessarily mean it was the opioid, or did their heart stop, or did their, and so you thank you for clarifying that. And I do agree, in my state, 400 people die a year. That's a lot. That's 400 too many, but there's so many other deaths. It's like you're seeing the government go out, spend all this time and energy and money on certain deaths or certain, shall we say, casualties, when we have so much other fish to fry.
And by the way, the government should know, and they do know, the DEA, that they are funded to the tune of almost $300 billion a year. They have operations in multiple foreign countries where they have full military units. Folks, your tax dollars are paying for your DEA to do law enforcement in Afghanistan. In Europe, they have military helicopters that they don't borrow, they own. They're a full-fledged worldwide law enforcement, allegedly. Actually, they're an agency who breaks the law and who does not enforce laws in a proper way. They're doing things that they should not be doing, and that could be a whole show in and of itself. But
I hear
one
you.
More thing
yeah.
about the DEA.
Oh, Tom, we're coming up. Tom, I'm sorry, we're coming up on a heartbreak, man. I'm sorry. All right, Tom.
That's all I wanted to say.
All right, bless you for everything, man. Thank you for all your service. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Right, we've got a lot of football fans out there. I am especially. Congrats to the Cowboys 2 weeks in a row. Right, very good. Do not want to jinx it. Very nice. But politics and the NFL mixed again. One is, I guess there's this boycott. People are petitioning for music artists to not perform at the Super Bowl in hopes of supporting Colin Kaepernick. I don't understand why this keeps coming back, but it does. I guess rumor has it Rihanna turned down performing at the Super Bowl, and so Maroon 5 has been rumored to, you get to perform at a Super Bowl. That is huge for your career. And this is kind of putting Hollywood and the music industry and, you know, celebrities to the test. Do they want to further their career Or do they want to stand up for somebody who kneeled? That's, you know, during the national anthem. So I find that interesting. But not as interesting as Condoleezza Rice. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, in the running for a head coach position for the Cleveland Browns. Did you guys hear about this? Browns manager, according to ESPN, John Dorsey, said last week that he was open to hiring a woman as Cleveland's next head coach. If the Browns follow through on it, Condoleezza Rice would become the first woman to interview for the NFL head coaching job. After word of the Browns' possible interest in Rice got back to the team, Dorsey issued a statement, "Our coaching search will be thorough and deliberate, but we are still in the process of composing the list of candidates, and Secretary Rice has not been discussed." Rice also posted on Sunday that while she's not ready to coach, she would like to call a player or two next season if the Browns need ideas. I had no idea I could possibly... I thought you had to be a coach. I thought you had to have, you know, played football. I mean, I played football as a girl, but I thought you had to have some football experience and some, you know, coaching experience. I mean, I've raised two boys. I've, you know, taught students of all ages. Maybe I didn't even realize that could possibly, you know, that would be a dream job for me, to coach NFL football. I mean, I watch a lot of football, and I understand routes. I understand. I'm still a little confused with, you know, cornerbacks and safety, certain roles, and, you know, when people kind of, you know, shift their roles depending on the... I do get a little kind of messed up with that, but I see plays, and I'm like, okay, well, that player has this injury. That player leans to his left. That player can't pivot, so go straight. I'm kind of good at that. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So, wow, I want to see if Condoleezza Rice could do this. She's 64 years old. Apparently, she's a lifelong Browns fan. And she attends a lot of their games. And I guess Cleveland's interest in interviewing Rice comes at a time when women recently have moved into decision-making roles in men's professional sports. The San Antonio Spurs hired Becky Hammon as assistant coach. Buffalo Bills hired Catherine Smith. Oakland Raiders hired Kelsey Martinez to their strength staff. The 49ers hired Kate Sowers as an offensive assistant. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean she's going to become head coach, but boy, did that make some news. Apparently, she has been more involved in sports. She was the inaugural members of the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. She also recently chaired a commission on college basketball. See, here's my problem. I get really attached to people I teach or coach. And so I'd be like, oh, my baby just hurt himself. Oh, no, you hurt your knee. Oh, no, come off the field. Oh, no, we need to ice it. Oh, my baby. Then I would send out another player like, oh, no, you hurt your head. Oh, my baby, come back. Oh, let mama hug. And so the problem with me is I think I would be like so busy hugging and coaxing and trying to, you know, nurse my baby football players back to health. I think they'd like me. I don't think they would find me annoying because I know my stuff. So, wow, that could be pretty cool. All right, Chipotle is back in the news. Did you guys hear about this? Oh, boy. I don't know. Chipotle has some real issues when it comes to PR. Well, all right. Apparently, there's this video that's going viral of a manager, and it looks like she was joking with them. I mean, the cut of the video looks like they were kind of going back and forth and joking around, and where she thought that they were going to dine and dash, where you eat the food and then you not pay for it. Now, I always thought with Chipotle, you can't get your food until you pay. So you go up there, you order what you want, you give the money, and then you sit down, and then they go, okay, order up, and you eat. That's kind of how I thought it's always been. Well, apparently, Chipotle fired yesterday manager, because the manager had told them that you never have money when you come in here. Now, this was at a restaurant in St. Paul, Minnesota. And Masad Ali, 21 years old, is on the film, or films it, and he claims he's been a target of racism because he was refused service. So, she looks like she knows them and is joking around and whatever, but then it starts to get, it gets very uncomfortable. They refuse them service. So she ends up getting fired. Chipotle issues an apology. But now we're being told that Masoud Ali has a history of tweets where he does discuss Dine and Dash. Dine and Dash is forever interesting. I think Chipotle catch it up to us. Should we change locations? Then I think there's another one where they were going to do this to an Applebee's. And so the reason why we bring this up is I don't understand why these restaurants, a lot of these PR issues, a lot of issues with racism, a lot of issues with customer service and customer satisfaction can be completely thwarted if you have proper protocols, proper things in place. And having a person, well, no matter of what race, pay before they get their food, as long as it's equal and done to everybody, you're not going to be accused of racism. So if I go to McDonald's, I pay, and then I wait, and they go, okay, order up. Same thing happens at Popeye. Same thing happens, Now, at a restaurant, a sit-down restaurant, no. A sit-down restaurant, you pay at the end. And maybe restaurants need to, but Chipotle isn't like that. I thought Chipotle is you order and, et cetera. So, when I see something like this, people getting fired, people feeling insulted, people feeling discriminated against, you look at this whole situation, I don't know who's innocent or I understand they're now showing old tweets of him dining and dashing, but, companies have been stolen from for years, and companies have also mistreated customers for years. And there's really an easy way to bridge it and handle it. You have policies, you stick to those policies, and you make sure those policies are all-encompassing and equal and non-discriminatory. So somebody wants food, they pay, they get a number, and then they get the food. Now, mind you, a lot of companies, I'm noticing, they're not making the burrito yet. They're waiting until the money is actually in the hand. Because, you'll make a meal, and then the person doesn't take, they leave. It's like the drive-thru. You order a meal, they start making the meal, and then all of a sudden you drive away, so now they have a meal they don't know what to do with. So, I get it. Companies take losses. But I think we all need to get a clue of how to approach these situations so we don't, fall upon this PR mess. Nobody wants to be accused of being racist. Nobody wants to discriminate against anybody, but also nobody wants to be stolen from. And if somebody, well-known, comes to your store and doesn't pay it when they eat, do you as an establishment have the right to protect yourself? Well, then just don't serve anybody until they pay. I guess it should be that simple. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.